definiteness of purpose. Deciding on what you want, creating a plan for getting it, and carrying out that plan obviously will require you to concentrate the major portions of your thoughts and efforts toward the attainment of that end. You need an object upon which to concentrate your attention, and once you have selected that object, it will grow closer, and your view of it will grow clearer, the more you concentrate your attention upon it. The Mastermind Alliance. Forming a mastermind alliance is one of the first effects of controlled attention, since you must do so with care. In turn, the alliance intensifies your concentration by creating a mass psychology which increases your faith, self-reliance, imagination, creative vision, personal initiative, enthusiasm, and will to win. You will keep moving toward your definite major purpose when you are surrounded by others who lend you aid and encouragement, whereas if you work alone, you will be inclined to slow down, become discouraged, and quit. Applied faith. When you adopt a definite major purpose and surround yourself with a mastermind group, you demonstrate faith in your ability to attain your objective by persistent endeavor. Your controlled attention has given faith space in which to take root and grow. Likewise, it is much easier to concentrate your attention on something you believe will happen than it is to focus on an event which seems unlikely. Thus, the power of your faith is combined with the results of your controlled attention, giving it tremendous power. Positive mental attitude. By the time you have taken the previous basic steps, your mental attitude will already have become predominantly positive. Many of the self-imposed limitations of fear, doubt, and discouragement will have disappeared because you are already seeing evidence of what you can accomplish. You will have no room left in your mind for thoughts of failure. You will be so busy carrying out your definite major purpose that you will have no time for hesitation or procrastination, nor any desire to do either. Going the extra mile. Applying this principle requires continuous action, since it must be a part of everything you do. Your concentrated attention in applying it adds momentum to your efforts and inspires enthusiasm and faith in your mastermind allies, as well as in others you encounter. This, in turn, increases your positive mental attitude, making it even easier to control your attention. Personal initiative. Applied personal initiative organizes your plans for attaining your definite purpose. Then, with the aid of your mastermind allies, test those plans for soundness. As with going the extra mile, controlled attention to the results of your initiative is crucial, and every positive thing that happens as a result of that initiative strengthens your will and thus your controlled attention. Self-discipline. Self-discipline harnesses and controls all emotions, both positive and negative, allowing you to guard against the dissipation of energy through either expressing your negative emotions or neglecting to use your positive ones. Your emotional power is available for the concentration of your attention. At this point, your mind is beginning to function like a well-constructed machine with no wasted emotion and no energy-sapping friction. You have acquired the skill and transmuting your emotions into a powerful driving force for attaining your definite major purpose. You have also begun to acquire control over your willpower. Your willpower brings all the departments of your mind under complete control and puts them to work in attaining your definite major purpose. You are now approaching the apex of efficiency in controlled attention.